WTAW News time is 7:07. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An evening drive last night landed an 11-year-old boy in jail for unauthorized use of motor vehicle. Bryan Police Sergeant Jason James says the boy, who was staying with his grandparents, got the key without their knowledge and drove through the neighborhood for more than 6 blocks in their car. Damages included striking a tree in a yard on Woodmere and knocking over a mailbox on Oak Ridge before being stopped by hitting a tree in a yard near the intersection of Oak Ridge and Briar Oak.
The speeds were slow, but striking the tree was, I guess, good enough that it disabled the vehicle. The juvenile was spinning the tires at that point, and so it was producing a lot of smoke, which caused a response from the fire department and the police department because they thought the vehicle was on fire. When we got there, we were able to get the juvenile out of the vehicle, secure the vehicle, make sure the juvenile wasn't hurt.
James says no one was injured, and the first two neighbors aren't pressing charges for the tree and mailbox, but the grandparents are filing charges for the stolen vehicle. He says the boy will meet with the judge this morning. A man is out of the hospital and out of jail after being accused of drunk driving, hitting 3 vehicles, a trailer, a street sign, and a house. This was Sunday morning just after 8 in South Bryan on Brookside between Nagel Street and Old College. Officer Kelly McEthan says 2 trucks, a car, and the trailer were parked on Brookside.
The road kind of turned to the right towards Old College, and it broke off a curb or jumped over the curb there and went out onto Old College. Now, at this point, the vehicle either spun out or he was trying to make a turn, but he eventually turned around to go back the other direction and ran over a speed limit sign before running into the house that was on Brookside.
43-year-old Scott Guillory was taken to the hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries, then taken to jail where he posted bond yesterday. Damage to the house, which included ripping out a gas line, was estimated at $15,000. Total damage to all the vehicles, the trailer, and the street sign was set at more than $17,000. For the second time in 5 days, there's been a widespread power outage. BTU is investigating the cause of a blackout yesterday afternoon affecting 1,500 customers for up to 2 hours. The affected area was from the Nantucket development south of College Station to Milliken. This follows an equipment failure last Thursday at the Greensbury substation, which sent a ring of black smoke into the sky seen by many, including BTU's Paul Buckner.
The current transformer is an oil-filled device, and that oil is what caught fire. We're going to remove it because we don't need it anymore. It was there because we needed it in the past, but since we've taken ownership of it, we no longer need it. Customers will not know the difference if it's there or not there.
The Greensbury substation is shared between BTU and College Station Utilities. The clock is now running for those interested in vying for city council and school board positions.
Incumbents who filed yesterday, the first day for the November election, included the mayors of College Station and Bryan, Nancy Berry and Jason Bayansky. Also seeking re-election is Bryan Councilman Richard Cortez. There will be at least one new member to the Bryan City Council because Paul Madison is term limited. 2 have filed for Madison's seat, Perry Stephanie and Kevin Davenport. There will also be a new member of the College Station Council. The one opening is currently filled by Jess Fields, who is not running for re-election. Steve Aldrich and Gary Ives have filed for that position. There will also be at least one new person on the Bryan and College Station school boards. Maritza Hoffman and Randall Pitcock told WTAW News they are not seeking re-election. Filing for Hoffman's seat was Josh Smith. And back to the College Station school board, Jeff Harris has filed for another term, and Michael Wesson is seeking the post now held by Garland Watson. The deadline for filing is August 26th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the third straight week, Brazos County commissioners will be considering a burn ban. County Judge Dwayne Peters says one factor they take into consideration is the added load for volunteer fire departments and the sheriff's office.
They're the ones that have to go out and drop the signs down. You know, right now the signs are flipped up so that you can't read them. But if we pass it, then they've got to go around to all the locations and drop those signs down. And then if there's smoke anywhere, well, then they've got to make a run for it. The sheriff's department then also has to go out to those locations and, you know, determine whether a ticket should be written or not.
Peter says there have been very few problems from landowners who live outside city limits who are affected by a county ban. He also reminds rural property owners they still face civil liability if fires they set spread to neighboring land. And today is the last day of the state legislature's second session, and there's still no proposed constitutional amendment for voters to consider additional highway funding. House members failed by 16 votes to achieve the needed 100. Representative Joe Pickett of El Paso, who wrote the bill, said they gave it a good shot. Pickett's advice to the governor, who says he'll call a third special session.
Don't call us back tomorrow. Just let us relax. Let us have a vacation. Let us have a summer.
Among the 84 supporters were Brazos County Representatives John Rainey and Kyle Cassell. 24 House members were absent yesterday. Speaker Joe Strauss, who was one of the two members present who did not vote, is opposed to spending money from the Rainy Day Fund. Strauss called for developing a long-term solution, which he says can't be developed in a special session. WTAW News Time is 7:13. It's 76 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota Care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $249 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing, or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 8-5-2013.
Schlitterbahn, it's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at Schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we never want you to get stuck with a car that won't start. That's why we'll be glad to perform a free alternator and battery check for your vehicle. If your battery does need to be replaced, we can install a new one while you wait. No appointment necessary. And afterwards, we'll recycle the old one for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs is a great place to find headlights and brake lights. We also carry those hard-to-find bulbs used in map lights and dome lights. So next time you need a battery or bulb, don't get stuck going anywhere else. Come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and take advantage of our wide selection and helpful advice. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Want to promote your business to A&M students? Register now for Aggieland Market, a vendor fair where students, faculty, and staff can learn more about local businesses and the services they provide. Aggieland Market is a part of Gig'em Week and will be held on Friday, August 23rd from 11 to 2 at the Sol Ross Plaza on the Texas A&M campus. Registration ends August 2nd and space is limited. For information, call 845-1741. Aggieland Market is brought to you by the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Gig'em Week, and Candy 95.
Good morning, it's 7:16, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
Through today, the skies will remain mostly sunny. It's going to be hot this afternoon with high temperatures rising into the middle and upper 90s. Then for tonight, it's generally clear, just a few scattered clouds around. Overnight low temperature back down to about 75. Mostly sunny and very hot again on Wednesday. Your high temperature 95 to near 100. At night, clear, warm in the upper 70s. And partly sunny skies on Thursday. Temperatures well up in the 90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Bria Larson advances to the FINA World Championships, a standout for Aggie Volleyball, headed to the pros in volleyball, and more Manziel news. All that coming up with sports. We'll cover it for you about 7:50.
All right, there you go, 7:17. Now to correct a thing I said, which was wrong earlier when we did the birthdays. I was talking about who the son-in-law of Paul Anka was. It's actually Jason Bateman.
Oh, okay.
You know, pretty sure neither of us was judging you.
No, I understand. Wasn't expecting judging, but we ought to put accurate information out there. I'd hate for somebody to lose a bet because of that. So, there. So,
House gets 5%, by the
way. Yeah, that's true. As if checked bag fees and stories of luggage vanishing into wherever it goes isn't enough to make you do the carry-on only, comes now the story of the lovely couple who decided to take advantage of the delays caused by the July 6th Asiana Airlines crash to allegedly help themselves to passengers' goodies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The husband is a United Airlines employee at San Fran International, where the, of course, tragedy occurred. Luggage from the flight was just sitting there for this husband and wife team to scoop up, say prosecutors who have security camera footage of the United customer service rep taking the tags and giving them to his wife and a second woman. Police say the wife then took a lot of the expensive clothing and the luggage and returned the items to Nordstrom's for around $5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Which the couple was apparently going to use in Hawaii. Unfortunately for them, they were arrested while trying to catch the flight to paradise. Huh. Really? I mean,
I wonder if they were flying on American.
Well, I don't know. Well, no, United. No,
not United. United. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, because yeah, he gets a good deal for that. Both of them do. But I mean, it's obvious that that must have been something that they moved pretty quickly to do. Looking at that opportunity, seizing the opportunity of the moment. It's not like they were probably planning to do that.
Opportunity motivates thieves.
I suppose that's probably right. Hey, by the way, while we're talking about buying tickets to destinations, to increase your odds of scoring the best fares on an airplane, book domestic travel an average of 49 days prior to departure. To get the best prices for international travel, book them 81 days in advance. That is, of course, assuming you know you're going to be traveling. If you don't, then there's not much you can do about it. Did you hear about this thing in Houston about the guy who left his kids in the car?
Mm-mm.
Houston, no, I missed that.
Houston apartment complex. Father of two left his daughters in a parked car outside his apartment while he ran inside to drop off some groceries, returned to find the car had been towed with his two girls still inside. Victor Ruiz left his car in the no parking zone outside his apartment complex in Houston, thinking he would be gone only a minute, but apparently a minute was all it took for a tow truck driver to roll up and haul away his car.
Did he know the girls were inside?
The driver? No, he did not. Matter of fact, he drove for about 2 miles, and then he realized the children were there. Now, there are reports in Houston where people say they were yelling at the driver, "Hey, there's kids in the car," apparently. Or, "Hey, them kids are in the car," I believe is the correct English that they used. Anyway, the driver takes off 2 miles later. He realizes that the kids are in the vehicle, at which point he phoned police to report the father. The dad subsequently arrested and charged with two counts of abandoning a child.
Oh, my gosh. The dude took his kids away.
A witness at the scene, a little bit surprised about the arrest, said, "How do you abandon a child if a bunch of people are watching the car?" Which I think makes sense.
Wow.
But again, see, and that's what happens is when you have the tragedy of children that are left in cars and that result in death or some sort of permanent
call
damage.
Call the police as soon as possible and say, yeah, somebody's taking my car with my kids, yeah, in it.
As a result, what happens is, you know, there are people out there who are going to overreact. And I remember reading an editorial about 2 weeks ago. A guy said he had watched this happen where someone had left their child in the car, air conditioning on, windows up. Someone else saw it and blocked them in. And so when the person came back, they couldn't leave because they were blocked, and the person who had blocked them called police and said, "I'm not moving till the police get here to arrest you."
Oh, that would see.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
I'd punch you right in the dome.
Something like that. Yeah, I would pretty much agree. Okay. Well, Kevin, I guess our time has come. We all associate eating disorders with women, but that's not so much the case anymore. Researchers conducting tests find that, actually, it's scary to see that male eating disorders are on the way up. Why is this a British study? I mean, come on. But it's a British study found 10 to 15% of anorexia and bulimia sufferers are men. There's a 66% increase over 10 years ago.
I have the opposite problem.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah, really.
So, I'm opposite of bulimic.
My eating is very orderly.
Yeah. I tried to take very good care. Oh, cat, here's a story for you.
Okay.
Grumpy cat. It's the internet's favorite forlorn feline.
Yes.
Expanding her domination of American culture now with a new coffee drink. It's called the Grumpuccino.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Comes just a week after Grumpy Cat held a book release party. The new book, of course, is called Grumpy Cat, a Grumpy Book. Is this a cartoon or is it a real cat?
No, it's a real cat with an unfortunately formed face. It just was born very ugly.
It's very dour-looking cat.
Okay.
I'm still trying to decide whether or not to buy the Les Miserables. It's like, it's instead of Les Miserables, it's like just like singular, and it has the cat's face on it.
Perfect.
It's really cute.
It's yet another sign of the inexplicable, ever-rising interest in the brand of Grumpy Cat, which is the dour, powder-looking cat. Okay.
It was bound to happen. We love sarcasm. We love cats. That is internet culture right there.
Well, this is the internationally recognized Grumpy Cat enterprise. I mean, it's trademarked. The new drink, by the way, will come in three main flavors. That'd be coffee, mocha, and vanilla. It'll roll out online soon in stores shortly after that. But that's not all. Even a movie said to be on the way.
For Grumpy Cat.
Yeah.
Oh, great googly mooglies.
Once again. But, you know, again, that's extending the brand, right? That's making it happen.
If you would see a meme, you would like Grumpy Cat.
Would I?
Yeah, okay. The one I saw recently said, "Time, I have none for you."
Oh, very nice.
It says things like that.
It's a picture of this sad-looking cat with a meme.
A grouchy-looking cat.
All right. I've been edumacated today. All right, turns out that folks that save the most on hotel accommodations are the least satisfied with their stay. God.
See.
Those people are just whiners.
Yeah.
See Texas House rep that talked to us on the radio.
Yeah, that's right, earlier. J.D. Power discovered that at every level of hotel, the price shopper segment is by far the least happy.
Really?
The least satisfied. If they're paying anything for anything, they are unhappy. Flipping it around, the most satisfied guests for the researched hotels for online and reading reviews.
People with so much money, they don't give a poot.
That too. What they did is they gave us lots of categories. In the luxury category, the favorite hotel is the Ritz-Carlton. For upscale, it's a Hyatt Place. For mid-scale, it's a Holiday Inn. We have one of those here. For a mid-scale, non-full-service Drury, and I don't think we have those. Budget economy, the Microtel, and the Suites by Wyndham. We have those there.
Huh. Coco Loco is not on that list.
I don't know what Coco Loco is.
You know, just like a random motel name.
I got you.
I was going to say, that's a restaurant.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Right. Pink Flamingo and Outside Ice Machine. From your upper class extended stay, Homewood Suites, we have those. And for your regular extended stay, Town Place Suites, we have those. So we have a lot of them. And I'm sure that Ritz-Carlton is just around the corner for us, too.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses. Here's Gaines West.
At West Webb, Arbretton and Gentry, we get nothing but positive feedback about our involvement as a business partner with the Arts Council. They know that it makes us not only a community player, but an important part of the overall growth of our area.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Good morning. It's 7:26, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 100 today. Actually, we're going to continue that all the way through Saturday anyhow. No mention of rain in the forecast. Low each night around 77. Only thing that we've got going on is some breezes today and tomorrow, or today and tonight, about 20 miles an hour. Dropping down to 10 miles an hour tomorrow, but anyhow, helps maybe cool you off just a little bit. Right now, the relative humidity is 94%. Winds are from the south at 6, and we're hanging there at 76 degrees.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Over the weekend, Barack Obama blessed the New York Times with a rare personal interview. He told them that upward mobility used to be part and parcel of our American identity, but now income inequality is undermining the social fabric and the belief in opportunity. Now, of course, he excused himself from any blame. He claimed that income inequality has been a problem for around 20 or 30 years, well before the financial crisis. And he made this prediction. Racial tensions won't get better. They may get even worse because people will feel as if they've got to compete with some other groups to get scraps from a shrinking government benefits pie. He said pot. He went on to say, if the economy's growing, everybody feels invested. Everybody feels as if we're rolling in the same direction. In a separate article, the Times reported that Obama ridiculed the Republicans for claiming the Keystone Pipeline would generate a lot of jobs. He said at most 2,000 jobs would be created, which he brushed off as insignificant. Now, he can blame income inequality, and he can blame jury verdicts, and he can blame the Republicans. But the undeniable fact is Obama and Eric Holder are squarely to blame for much of the heightened racial tensions. And he can blame administrations going back 20 or 30 years. But for 5 years, the nation has been subjected to Obama's policies. Obama is the one who's caused Americans to fight amongst themselves for scraps while he and his cronies feast on the treasury and live like royalty.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We're the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A different set of circumstances was the possible cause of the second power outage in 5 days south of College Station.
We suspect that vegetation or some tree limbs might play a part, but at this time I couldn't confirm it as a certainty.
Alan Wood at BTU says 1,500 customers were without power for up to 2 hours from the Nantucket subdivision to Milliken.
We, you know, did our absolute best to isolate the problem and to restore as many customers as quickly as possible, and then, you know, focus on those few remaining customers that are closest to the source of the problem and get them back on as well.
Last Thursday, a transformer exploded at the Greens Prairie substation, affecting more than 3,000 customers. A Bryan boy who spent the night in the juvenile detention center will be seeing the judge this morning after a nighttime ride resulted in property damage and a smashed-up car. Sergeant Jason James says the 11-year-old boy took his grandparents' car keys and drove their car through the neighborhood, hitting a tree and mailbox before ending against another tree in a yard near the intersection of Oak Ridge and Briar Oak.
The grass was messed up, the tire tracks. It took out one of the little wires that helped hold up a small tree. The damage to the tree, he spun the tires in the driveway and left a lot of rubber all over the driveway. So just a little minor cosmetic cleanup, but enough that it damaged the property there at the house.
James said the boy kept his foot on the gas, which caused a lot of smoke, but no one was injured. He says the grandparents are filing charges for unauthorized use of vehicle, and the boy is receiving some citations for traffic violations, but the owners of the mailbox and the first tree don't want to press charges. Property damage estimated at $32,000 was the result of an accused drunk driver. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was Sunday morning just after 8, involving a pickup headed west on Brookside towards Old College.
The vehicle first struck a trailer, which was attached to a truck, then struck the truck it was attached to, continued down about one more house, and struck another vehicle that was parked on the side of the road, shearing off the front tire of the suspect vehicle. That vehicle then continued on and struck the side of another vehicle that was parked on the side of the road.
McKeithen says the truck turned around, ran over a speed limit sign, and struck a house, pulling out a natural gas line. Damage to the home was $15,000, and the damage to all the vehicles, the trailer, and replacing the street sign was more than $17,000. 43-year-old Scott Guillory O'Brien was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Then he was arrested. He's out of jail after posting bond. Rural landowners in Brazos County have not given county commissioners reason to impose a burn ban, according to County Judge Dwayne Peters.
As long as people, you know, pay attention and don't have controlled burns when there's, you know, when the grass is dry like it is right now, there's no need to put the burn ban in place. It's when you start having problems and people are lighting fires when they shouldn't be that you may have to put it in so that there is actually a criminal offense if they do it.
Commissioners for the third straight week will consider the ban. And even with no burn ban, Peter says those who set control burns that spread to neighbors' land are still subject to civil liability. Yesterday was the first day to file for school board and city council seats in November's election.
In both cities, there will be at least one new face on each of the four governing bodies. No one filed yesterday for the College Station school board seat being vacated by Randall Pitcock, while Michael Wesson seeking the CSISD position now held by Garland Watson. In Bryan, Maritza Hoffman says she's not seeking re-election to the school board. Filing for that position was Josh Smith. On the Bryan City Council, Paul Madison's blocked by term limits from running for a third term. Two have filed in that district, Kevin Davenport and Perry Stephanie. College Station Councilman Jess Fields announced he was not running for a second term. Two have filed for the lone council opening, Steve Aldrich and Gary Ives. Four other city incumbents have filed for re-election, Mayors Jason Bielinski and Nancy Berry, Bryan Councilman Richard Cortez, and College Station School Board member Jeff Harris. The last day to file is August 26. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And it will come down to the last day of the second special session of the state legislature to reach a proposed constitutional amendment for additional highway money. The governor has promised to call a third special session. House Speaker Joe Strauss says developing a long-term solution can't be done in 30 days. Strauss was one of two representatives who did not vote yesterday. 24 more House members were absent as the proposal to ask voters to spend money from the Rainy Day Fund failed by 16 votes to reach the minimum of 100. Representative Joe Pickett of El Paso wrote the bill.
Good news and bad news. You know, it's obviously that the majority of the House of Representatives thinks this is the way to go. But because it is a constitutional amendment, it is going to require that hard two-thirds.
The governor thanked the 84 House members who voted yes, including Brazos County Representatives Kyle Cassell and John Rainey. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Ask any cow what her favorite Bluebell snack bar is, and you'll get the same answer. Moo. Why not? Classic Moo Bars are 12 packs of rich, decadent chocolate-dipped frozen vanilla treats. Any other questions?
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Harlan stores and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Through today, the skies will remain mostly sunny. It's going to be hot this afternoon with high temperatures rising into the middle and upper 90s. Then for tonight, it's generally clear, just a few scattered clouds around. Overnight low temperature back down to about 75. More sunny and hot weather coming up during the day Wednesday as temperatures soar to 95 to near 100. We'll drop down to the mid to upper 70s at night with clear skies and sunshine with occasional clouds Thursday. Temperature well up into the 90s. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Swung on in a high drive, deep right field.
Did it make it? You'll have to listen and find out.
Did it make it? I don't know.
We'll get you caught up with baseball coming up. That's Rangers. Astros had the night off. Plus a whole lot more with sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
No, you need to put lipstick on the pig there, Kevin. And the Astros didn't lose last night. That's what you should say.
Hmm. I just can't do this job.
Yeah.
I'm constantly making mistakes.
As we publicly long suffer with the Astros. Ever since they got swept in the World Series, it's just been nasty.
Womp, 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 yep. Womp.
Okay, to give you an idea just how fast and how big the Internet is, I don't know if you've heard about it. The Internet thing seems to be catching on.
Yeah, didn't Al Gore invent it?
He did. Here's a list of from CUME of the amount of online activity that goes on every 60 seconds, okay? Every 60 seconds. That'd be a minute. 2 million searches on Google every minute, okay? There are 70 new domain names registered every minute. There are 571 websites every minute. Walmart.com does 17,000 transactions every minute. Okay. 204 million emails are sent. Twitter has 278,000 tweets. Facebook has 1.8 million likes. And YouTube, okay? YouTube has 72 hours of uploaded video every minute.
Every minute?
Went to a convention, I think it was 3 years ago, and the YouTube dude was there, and he was talking about that. And at that time, he was proud to say that every minute, 2 hours, 2 hours of video was uploaded.
Goodness gracious.
3 years later, it is 72 hours. And the reason is because there's so much up there now, you know, and to look at what YouTube used to be, where it's nothing but a bunch of old television shows or commercials or things like that. Then when Google bought it, obviously there became a revenue stream, so they had to really be careful about licensed things that were put up on YouTube. And even today, you may try to go to a video and it'll say this has been removed,
right,
because, you know, the licensee won't allow it. But because people can just put anything up there, and I'm sure there are plenty of us who decide, you know, we need to find out how to put a Rieger on a Ramastrat, and you Google that in YouTube, and there's some guy from Waukegan, Illinois, explaining to you exactly how you do that.
First, you put the Rieger over here.
Yeah,
on the
it's pretty cool that we're able to do that.
Well, I don't know how we did this job. Well, I do. It took forever longer, but doing this job in particular,
yeah,
I use the thing every day.
Yeah, sure.
I'm on YouTube looking at something every day.
And it's in our go-to audio source now, really.
Oh, yeah, without question.
Well, okay, so let's say that you need money and you decide you're going to rob someplace. And you decide that the place you're going to rob is going to be a Waffle House.
Oh.
A Waffle House.
Not a good idea, really.
Speaking of diapers, I went to Waffle House last night. Now, if you've never been to a Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles.
Yeah.
I've seen a gun 5 times in my life. Mm-hmm. 3 of them have been in Waffle House. Definitely a dangerous feel to them. You know, even the Waffle House sign looks like a ransom note.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a letter out. Occasionally it'll be the W, so it'll read Awful House.
Jim Gaffigan, a 20-year-old attempting to rob a Waffle House, pointed his gun at the wrong guy early Monday.
Oh.
Yep. A police officer and a security guard, both off duty, helped to thwart the would-be criminal. Here's what happened. Guy's wearing a black bandana over his face and a hoodie. Oh, can we say hoodies anymore? Oh, anyway.
Yes, you can say hoodies.
Is it PC?
Yeah, he walks into this Waffle House about 2 in the morning, brandishing a handgun and demanding money. Nobody move and open the cash register, he allegedly said. After his demand, the perp points a gun at a man seated in a booth, according to police. Well, that man was an off-duty Atlanta police officer named Jonathan Sutton, so he couldn't reach for his service weapon. But the guy seated next to Sutton is an off-duty security guard. He fired 2 shots and hit the guy. So you see, it's the truth.
Don't mess with the Waffle House.
They got people in there packing heat, and they know how to use it.
Yes, sir.
I like it. I really do. Hey, I don't know if you noticed, though, you had the story yesterday that they're going to be auctioning off items
From
G. Raleigh White.
From the Holla House.
That's cool.
It really kind of is. Now,
I want a seat.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll talk about the music acts that have played G. Raleigh White. And hopefully on Thursday, it'll be the Thursday or Friday, we'll talk to Dave South about his remembrances of the Holler House. But, you know, I was looking at some of the things that they have that they're going to auction off. And they've got, you know, pieces of the court, and they've got bricks and things like that are also going to be available. But items include 6-inch metal letters from the Bright Football Lobby. And they spell out Texas A&M football. Now, you could rearrange them, because here's the thing. You know, we used to have the Arts Center had a name associated with it in College Station, and it doesn't anymore. And we wondered what happened to the letters that spelled out that name. And I did get a call from somebody who had it on good authority. They knew where some of the letters were, because they were in somebody's garage in Pebble Creek or someplace. Anyway, so but that would mean that could give the city of College Station some opportunities to possibly get some more letters if they decide to attach a name to the arts.
Are you talking about the Brazos Valley Arts Council?
Yeah, the Arts Council building used to have a guy's name on it, and they took it down. They took the guy's name down, and so, you know, we need to put a new name on there. And if you could get the letters at a discounted price, I think that'd be a pretty cool thing. I mean, I'm just saying.
Did they take his name off for a reason?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But we don't want to go into that. It's we can tell you that off the air. Because the last thing he'd want is for us to not talk about him.
That's why I was laughing.
Yeah. Anything that we said about his name, he'd really enjoy.
Well, it's not Tom Turbeville, is it?
No. Oh. No. So it's time for a joke.
Oh.
It has been so long since we've done a joke.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me get the rim shot ready.
Okay, get the rim shot
ready.
Yeah,
no crickets this time.
No. Okay. Now, it's one of those, I will warn you ahead of time, it's by the premise, by the bit, okay? And number two, it's the comedy of threes.
Okay.
All right, so
which I'm a big fan of.
Okay. So, three women die together in an accident and they go to heaven. When they get there, St. Peter says, we have one rule and one rule only here in heaven. Don't step on the ducks. Okay, that's the premise you have to buy. So they enter heaven, and sure enough, there are ducks everywhere. I mean, it is impossible almost to not step on a duck. And try as they might, they just can't avoid it, and the first woman accidentally steps on a duck.
Quack.
Well, that's right. Here comes St. Thanks for the sound effects. Up comes St. Peter. With the ugliest man that she has ever seen. Well, St. Peter chains the two of them together and says, your punishment for stepping on a duck is spending eternity chained to this ugly man. The second woman accidentally on the next day steps on a duck, and along comes St. Peter once again with an extremely ugly man.
Extremely ugly.
Yes, and chains them together.
Okay.
The third woman had observed all of this. She is just scared, witless, or something similar to it. The third woman sees this and says, I am going to be very, 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 very careful while I step. And she manages really for months to go without stepping on a duck. But one day, St. Peter comes to her with the most handsome man she has ever laid eyes on. Very tall, very muscular, very thin. St. Peter chains them together without saying a word, and the woman is just, she's blissful. She turns and she says, I wonder what I did to deserve to be chained to you for all eternity. And the guy says, I don't know. I stepped on a duck.
Best food delivery, best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies. For 10 years in a row, Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Visit our Dominick Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Good communication isn't so much about what you say as much as what someone actually hears. That's never more true than in marriage. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Companies that market products internationally usually launch ad campaigns they hope will resonate with the local culture. But sometimes important details get overlooked. One company, for example, sold a curling iron in Germany called the Mist Stick. Unfortunately, no one realized the word mist in German is slang for manure. In another case, a restaurant slogan was translated into Chinese as eat your fingers off. And I can only imagine that most diners simply passed right on by that restaurant. It's easy to laugh at mistakes like that, but you have to wonder how somebody didn't catch them before the campaigns were launched. You'd think someone would have asked how the message would be received and avoid all the trouble. Well, couples miscommunicate like this all the time. You see, what we intend to say isn't what matters. It's what the other person hears. Husbands and wives often have different communication styles, and that means you not only have to think about the words you use, but your tone and body language as well. It's also helpful to check with each other throughout a conversation to be certain what you're saying is what the other person is hearing. The more intentional you are when you communicate, the less often you'll be misunderstood. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Aggie senior Bria Larson, an Olympian, by the way, advanced through two rounds of qualifying yesterday to advance to the women's 100-meter breaststroke final at the 2013 FINA World Championships. Larson enters today's finals, qualified as number five with a time of 106 in change, carried over from the semifinals. A&M former volleyball standout Tori Mellinger is taking her talents overseas for the fall, having signed a professional contract to play for SCU Immelheim in Immelheim, Germany. Mellinger is one of three former Aggie players who will be competing for professional teams in the upcoming season. She finished her college career ranked second in the A&M record books with 1,480 career digs, which is the most by an Aggie player in the rally scoring era. Now, from getting tossed out of a UT frat party to teasing sports media nerds by donning a Tim Tebow jersey, Johnny Manziel's been a busy week, and it didn't stop him from offering up troll of trolls on Twitter. One of his followers replied to a tweet telling the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, "It's not such a nice and not such nice language that last season was a fluke, and there'd be no way he could repeat his success." Manziel, who undoubtedly gets bombarded with stupid stuff like this all the time, fired back, "You're mad, bro," and then posted a picture of his Heisman Trophy. All right, gang, baseball was exciting last night in the ninth inning for the Rangers.
Swung on and a high drive deep right field. Going back, Calhoun, he's at the wall. That ball is history. A game-tying home run for A.J. Pruszynski.
And then two batters later,
the payoff pitch. Swung on a long drive to left field. Towering shot down the left field line. Way back in the corner. It is history, and the Rangers have won it.
In the ninth inning, giving them the walk-off 4-3 win over the Angels. Not only did the Rangers snap a four-game losing streak, but they ended a 26-inning scoreless streak in the game. And here's A.J. Pruszynski after the win.
I didn't know what I did. I just knew I hit a home run, and I was excited. I mean, I didn't want you to, you know, people are going to say, oh, whatever. Because I know, but I mean, I was just so relieved. It was like a million pounds were off my back. And, you know, I was just happy that obviously we won. I mean, that was the biggest thing. And then, like I said earlier, I was so happy for Gio. I mean, you know, to do that his first time, that was awesome.
And as per Scott, the Astros had not gotten the opportunity to lose last night. They had the night off. In high school summer hoops, the North All-Stars clinched a runaway 111-86 win over the South in Texas High School Coaches Association basketball All-Star game. Former Texas quarterback Connor Brewer is headed back to Arizona. Brewer was one of the nation's highest-rated quarterbacks and highest sought-after high school recruits in 2012 after leading an Arizona high school to three straight state titles. Brewer was a redshirt freshman for the Longhorns last season before deciding to transfer. The Dallas Mavericks have signed first-round pick Shane Larkin. He's likely to miss the beginning of training camp in October with a broken right ankle. He is slotted to make about $1.28 million in the point guard's first season under the rookie salary cap. In training camp news, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo has confirmed that he wants to play Sunday's Hall of Fame game against Miami. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said that no official discussion regarding players from any of the regulars having the number of snaps in the final decision would be made this week. Romo played one series in a 2010 Hall of Fame game, and that was against Cincinnati. Now the Cowboys' NFC East foes, the Eagles, their linebacker Jason Phillips tore his right ACL in Monday's practice, making him the second Philadelphia player in 3 days to suffer a season-ending injury. Jeremy Maclin tore his right ACL as well. This comes from KBTX Sports. Deb Barton of College Station, she's a resident and got 4 gold medals at the Senior National Games in Cleveland, Ohio. She won the 5 and 10K time trials Wednesday and Thursday, and then went out and won the 20 and 40K road races over the weekend. Congratulations to her. The final Aggie Heisman helmet for the Aggieland Outfitters was signed by A&M Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel, and John David Crowe was auctioned off at the Tarrant County A&M Club for about $8,000. The Brazos County A&M Club put all of this together, and they've raised a total for scholarships of $81,600 just selling those 8 helmets. And finally this morning, a minor league baseball team in Virginia intended to poke fun at the New York City mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner and other celebrities with a salute to Scandal Night. The Class A Richmond Flying Squirrels of the Eastern League intended to sell hot dogs for $1 on Thursday. The team says fans can also enter a contest by tweeting photos during the game showing how much they enjoy the hot dogs. Weiner has acknowledged sending lewd photos and messages to women online. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers. Texas made and Texas proud. For more information, go to BescoJewelers.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
We'd like to tell you about a jeweler here in the Brazos Valley many of you may not be aware of. Brett Edmondson of Besco Custom Jewelers has been quietly making custom jewelry for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to become your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's for a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece. Besco Custom Jewelers, 764-8558 or click BescoJewelers.com.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at TogetherWeSave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
What do you get when you add thousands of energy-saving LEDs, CFLs, fluorescent tubes, halogens, and other light bulbs to a Batteries Plus? Well, for one thing, you get a new name. Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs.